I was out and about on in Boston one weekend, and I had a shirt on of Gronk partying, and then he had a shirt of me wearing his shirt, and then I made a shirt of him wearing his shirt, with me wearing his shirt.
Did you get confused in the process?
Did Gronk get confused?
Yeah. I think, I don't.
Wait, whose turn is it? A shirt of a shirt? Wait,
yeah,
what?
it's pretty Inception-like, but it was pretty cool. I mean, those workouts are unbelievable because, A, it gets your mind off the whole training camp setting. You've been banging heads with your own teammates for 2 weeks or a week and a half and all off-season in spring camps. And then when you finally get to see a new uniform, go against someone who's not very, very familiar with the top of your routes, your releases, this, that. It's always good to get your practice in, and you get to judge yourself and see where you're at in the whole camp process of tuning up your fundamentals. So those practices are they're a great help, and they're very competitive, as you guys have seen, and they're fun. Well, with the playbook and with each season, everything's evolving differently. So I mean, you're always constantly working on trying to stay on the same page with Tom, and it's a tough task because he sees something and he wants you to see it the same way. You just got to go out there and you have to have the rep, and you have to kind of know his mannerisms, know what he likes, know the coverage, and you got to do it a consistent basis. And that's how you earn his trust, is when you do it consistently. Practice execution becomes game reality, and once you do it in practice a few times, that's when you gain trust, that's when you gain confidence for the play, and that's when you execute it in the game. I mean, they're going to get up in your grill, and they're going to try to do what they do, and it's been helping us. The physicality of how they play, the instincts that they have, it really puts pressure on the receiver to go out there and execute his fundamentals and his techniques. And if you're lazy with them, those are those type of guys. A lot of our corners, they'll take advantage of that, and then they'll cover you up, glove you up, or pick the ball.